Welcome to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie. You already know I am Goddess Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust all is well on your side of the globe. If not, pause this podcast and do something to shift your energy. Yeah, I hope you're feeling good today. Today has been very, very interesting. I know in the U.S., a lot of people, their phone service was down. I know here in Louisiana, mine was down, but it came back up. So happy. I work from home, and my internet was down briefly, but it didn't stay down too much. And actually, because I was feeling so good, I was so tapped in to just knowing all is well, I didn't allow it to like stress me out and just be nervous and full of anxiety. I was just like, you know what, it's gonna work itself out, and it literally did that. But anyway, this is not what this podcast is about. Today I want to talk about, I've been hearing a lot of this, especially in the spiritual realm. I've been hearing a lot of people talk about meeting their soul tribe, or meeting their quote-unquote people, meeting their soulmate, or the person they're going to spend the rest of their life with. And one thing I've noticed since I've been co-creating my life and aligning with my ideal self and my ideal version, one thing I'm noticing is the more I'm all of Chrissy, the more I attract, align people, places, and things and situations in my reality. Let me say this again. The more I'm all of Chrissy and I'm being my authentic self, the more I align with people, places, and things. I'll give you a prime example. So if you're the type of person, like let's just say you're in school, or you're in a training class, or you're just around a group of your peers, or you may be around some people you don't know, and let's just say you wanted to say something, but you stop yourself from saying it because you fear being judged. Or if you wanted to dress a certain way, you don't do it because you feel people may judge you. Or even if you have a burning desire and you don't start working on it or attempting to accomplish it because of fear, then you're not being your full self. And let me just tell you this. I've been there, done that, got my t-shirt for it. Actually, and I'll tell you about it in the future, I'm currently working on something that I've been wanting to do since I graduated high school. However, I didn't have the confidence to actually attempt to do it. And I thought it was going to be so hard. And then when I started the process, I was like, oh my goodness, I could have been doing that. But getting back to the topic, you have to be all of yourself. And what I mean by that, be yourself fully in that particular moment. In my opinion, I feel like that's what beautiful really means, is being fully yourself, being all of yourself. And just in today's reality, I see a lot of people being carbon copies of each other. I see a lot of people faking and jaking and cosplaying, not being all of themselves. And the thing about it is, when you are being your full self, you're present in that particular moment, you're coming from your heart center, you're being authentic, and people can feel your energy. Just like if you're cosplaying and faking and jaking and not being real, people can feel that. And people can feel when you're being yourself, when you're being real, people can feel that. People are drawn to you. And so that brings me back to this wanting to align and attract your soul family, attract partners, and attract friends, and attract opportunities. You do this by being yourself authentically. Stop second guessing yourself. Stop thinking you're not enough. Stop thinking you have to be perfect. Stop thinking you need so much training, you need so much education, when you know spirit has given you something in your heart. And that's not to say certain things you don't need training, you don't need education. That's not what I'm saying, because I'm in school right now. I'm getting my master's. But what I'm saying is, let me speak about myself. Y'all know I've been in the spiritual realm, spiritual community for several years. And before I started my business, which I'm not doing anything business related, I'm just really doing podcasts, I remember there was a season where I thought I had to take so many classes, so many courses, get so many certifications just to help people with the things that I know that I could do. Things that I know was born within me. Things that I know I could do If I wanted to, I could do it free and still be fulfilled. And that was because I was afraid that I wasn't good enough. I felt like I had to be perfect. But again, people like authentic. Let me say this again. People like for you to be authentic. See, the old me, when I first started that podcast and I messed up in pronouncing that word, I would have started over. But no, this is me. This is how I talk. This is how I express. This is me being fully Chrissy 100%. And I think when you become okay with being yourself, being all of you, and this is not about being happy all the time, which granted, I choose to be an optimistic person. I like being happy. I like being a lover girl. And when I say lover girl, I'm not just talking about romantic. I'm talking about the people around me. I love loving on my people. Okay. And for those that know me, y'all know how I get down. But yeah, I'm telling you, when you start being all of yourself, it feels good. You feel whole. I really believe that's why a lot of people are walking around here looking for their value, feeling empty, feeling hopeless, feeling like they're not good enough, not feeling grounded. I'm telling you, when you start doing, y'all know what I'm about to say, start doing your inner devotion, right? Start filling your cup up. Start loving on yourself. Start appreciating yourself. Start being comfortable in your own skin. And spending time with yourself and giving yourself permission to show up completely in any space of capacity that you're in. Again, you're becoming authentic, right? You're magnetizing. Your light shines brightly. You don't even have to say anything. When you walk into an establishment, a business, school, wherever you go, people are going to be drawn to you because people like realness and people can feel that. You don't have to chase anybody. You won't have to beg anybody to stay in your life because you're being all of you. You're fulfilling your destiny. You're fulfilling your goals. You're fulfilling your dreams. So again, that's why I'm always saying it's important to do your inner devotion. And y'all know, when I say inner devotion, that does not mean anything is wrong with you or you're broken or you need to be fixed. To me, again, like I always say, inner devotion is being devoted to you. It's putting you on a pedestal. It's edifying you. It's being devoted to yourself, loving yourself, appreciating yourself, seeing your own beauty, seeing your own uniqueness, celebrating yourself, celebrating your wins, and having compassion for yourself. You know, let me tell y'all something. Last night, I'm not going to go too deep into it because it was a private practice, but part of a practice I did last night was me really telling myself, I'm sorry for not really seeing you. I'm sorry for abandoning you about a particular situation. I'm sorry for not truly being present with you. I'm sorry. I had to apologize to my inner self, to my inner being. And I redevoted myself to myself about a particular topic. Because one thing about me, I don't want to be that person where I'm constantly looking outside of myself for validation and appreciation. Listen, someone affirming me, loving on me, supporting me, that's beautiful. I appreciate it. However, I must be the source. I must generate it. And again, when you start generating it, you're going to attract people to you because they can feel your energy. They can feel your uniqueness. And you don't have to cosplay, swagger jack, fake and jake somebody else. You could just be all of you. We don't need copies of other people. Y'all may not believe it, but there was a time in my life where I didn't even like my accent. As country as I am. But I realized, guess what, baby? I'm from Louisiana. Born and raised, I can't be anything but country. I can't be anything but Southern. That's who I am. I'm a Southern woman. I'm from Southeast Louisiana. That's in my DNA. And my mama people is from Mississippi. Why would I want to be anything other than that? So I don't have to cosplay somebody else's culture, somebody else's religion or anything. I have my own culture. I have my own religion. I don't get it twisted. I can admire other people's religion and culture and way of doing things, but I have my own, and it's okay to be you. And if you don't know how to be you, start asking yourself, what can I do to be you? What can I do to be myself? And when yourself start telling you to do certain things, start doing it. Stop rejecting yourself. That's why a lot of people feel disconnected from themselves. That's why, again, a lot of people don't feel grounded, because you're not listening to yourself. You don't have to go to me. You don't have to go to another spiritualist. You don't have to go to a witch doctor. You don't have to take a class and course. Just start asking yourself and start listening. We all have an inner voice. We all have an inner guide to tell us what we need to do, how we need to do it, and where we need to go. And when the more you're tapped into that, the louder that voice will be. Your inner self is waiting. Your inner self is like, hey, I've been here all along. I haven't never left you. I'm here for you. I got you. I support you. I love you. I appreciate you. You don't have to run behind anybody. You don't have to beg behind anybody. You don't have to cosplay and fake and Jake and take on somebody else's swag. You are amazing the way you are. That's what your inner self is telling you. But you keep rejecting it. So come back home to yourself. Become devoted to yourself. Appreciate yourself. Put yourself on a pedestal. Ask yourself, self, what I need. And listen and do it. And do it over and over again. Like I always say, baby, it's a practice. Just like you practice anything else, you have to practice coming back home to yourself. You have to practice doing your inner devotion. But I promise you, when you start doing it, oh, baby, you're going to start feeling whole and within. You're going to start feeling complete within. You're going to start feeling your inner fire. You're going to start feeling your inner desire. And when things happen, when your back is against the wall, when contrast happens, because it will happen, you won't just fall off and lose it because you've been filling yourself up. Again, like I always say, what is the purpose of spirituality when you can't use it during contrast? Okay, so again, you want your soul tribe, you want your soul people, you want your lover, you want your soulmate, however you want to call it, however you want to do it, you want your desire, your ideal job, whatever. Start being all of yourself. That's the answer. Start being you completely and fully. And guess what? If you come across a person, place, or thing, a situation, and you being all of you is not good enough, let me tell you something. They are not your people. Let me say it again. If you being all of yourself, you being authentically you, and you are rejected, those people, places, and things and situations, baby, is not you. Those are not your people, and that's okay. Because if you are being yourself 100%, authentically yourself, you are doing it right. Let me say it again. If you are being 100% yourself, authentically you, you are always doing it right. You're never doing it wrong. You can't go wrong being yourself fully because it's yourself. Okay? So get acquainted with yourself. Become devoted to yourself. Put yourself on your altar. Love who you are right now. And if you can't do it, baby, make it a practice. I'm not going to sit here and fake and pretend like it's super, super, super easy. Because if it was the case, everybody would be doing it. But I tell you this, if you treat it as a practice and you keep coming back to it, keep coming back to yourself, you'll know what I'm talking about. I put that on everything. My life has changed in so many ways over the past couple years. When I became devoted to myself. Has it been perfect? No, some horrible things has happened, but it hasn't knocked me off my square. It hasn't knocked me down. Yeah, I've cried. My feelings been hurt. I felt played, okay? And what Boosie say, if you feel played, do something about it. I did something about it. So anyway, I don't feel like ranting, but I just had that in my spirit. What you need to do if you want to attract your people? Your soul family, your lovers, your desires, the jobs, all the things you want to do. Again, be all of you. That's the answer. Be all of you. Be completely you. Be authentically you. And I promise you, you cannot mess it up. So on that note, you already know. I appreciate you. Thank you for always listening to my podcast and supporting me, sending me those beautiful messages. Every time somebody send me a message telling me how much they appreciate me, I really love it. My ego loves it. I'm gonna be real. Come on now. Everybody got an ego. My ego appreciates it. And I appreciate it too. So on that note, I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.